96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
In the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away.
Good morning, Bahamas. This is your host, Kendani Campbell-Moss, and we're here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And this morning we have with us an absolute extraordinaire, a professional in his field, Mr. Ahmad Thompson. And Mr. Ahmad Thompson will speak with us today on talent acquisition. He will speak with us also in regards to human resource matters. Now, Mr. Thompson is also the CEO of his company, and we're going to speak with him in regards to whether or not we actually have what it takes. Is our pool large enough? Do we regenerate the proper persons for the proper talent acquisition roles that they are actually needed for? What exactly are astute HR matters? What exactly makes you hireable? What makes you non-hireable? What are qualities and what exactly needs to happen when you say, I have decided to hire this person? What goes into that? Is it a background check? Is it purely your CV? Is it just the understanding of what it is that you bring to the table in hopes that it would glorify your organization or your agency? Mr. Ahmad Thompson is here with us today. Let's give him a warm welcome. We're on Guardian 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Mr. Thompson, it is a pleasure to have you here with us.
Indeed. Good morning, Kendra. Good morning, Bahamas.
Good morning.
It is my pleasure for sure to be with you this morning to get into this very broad topic of HR matters and talent acquisition and all the things that come along with that. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It is always a pleasure. Every time I see you hosting these conferences or moderating for whomever it may be, it's always a very, very esteemed guest panel that you seem to be working with. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you're very proficient in what it is that you do. Now, recently you were on television speaking about money matters. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the talent acquisition and money matters, speak to me about what your message was the other day, what it was that you brought to the table.
The thing that we talked about that evening on that show, Ken and Nick, was that there's a responsibility for organizations. Organizations have a responsibility and employees have a duty. I'm sorry, the vice versa. Employees have a duty, employers have a duty, organizations have a responsibility. The responsibility of each organization is to create an environment where employees feel valued, they feel seen, they feel heard, and they are a part of the success of the organization. The duty of the employee is to show up and bring their best self. I think we've created organizations now where we have allowed Ahmad to do whatever he wanted to. We label him, we categorize him, and we do nothing about him until something either drastic happens, or he decides that he's going to move on. Another thing we talked about on that show was that leadership is the crust of it all. If it is that the organization itself has poor leadership and poor leadership examples, that's exactly what you will see in the reflection of your staff members. People see. They do what they see. Grammy always said it when we were small, monkey see, monkey do. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we have in the workplace today. In some cases, we have people emulating the behavior of their leaders. And that was largely in part what we talked about the other evening on that show.
So I read recently that people don't leave bad jobs. They leave because of bad bosses, mm-hmm. poor management, mm-hmm. who don't appreciate their value.
Absolutely.
Recently, there's also a new show that's on television. It's called Candy and the Gang. Mm-hmm. And the atmosphere is absolutely non-conducive to proper working environments. Mm-hmm. But people stay due to the glory of the show and having an opportunity to be on television. But they're not being paid well. They're spoken to in a very weird way. But because of the way that the world is now, they don't have much of a trade-off. Mm-hmm. And their skill level is not very good. Mm-hmm. What do you say to the young person that's probably coming out of school this year, dealing with the COVID situation? Mm-hmm. How do you say to them, this is your CV, this is what you have to do? Maybe they're not the most traditional learner or functioner. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to that type of person who may only get a retail job? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with retail jobs, because of course we need someone to assist us when we go into stores. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that person who is probably just trying to get by?
So a couple of things you mentioned I want to touch on. The first is that people don't leave companies, they leave bad bosses. That is absolutely the truth. It is the truest thing since salvation in a lot of cases in my mind. People leave people, and people serve people. People buy people. All of these things matter. And why am I saying the word people so much? It's because it's the only thing that matters. In a human resource function in your organization, the only thing that matters is your human resources. The people that come to work every day to give you the best that they have, to bring the best out of your company. And when people leave companies, they are rarely leaving the organization itself. They are leaving the boss they can't stand. They're leaving the boss that continues to belittle them and demean them. They are leaving the boss that continues to pass them by for promotion or opportunity of advancement. They are leaving somebody that does not see them and directly tells them, you are not visible or valuable to me. That's what they are leaving. Second thing, an individual starting for the first time in the workforce, or maybe somebody looking to switch industries or fields, no matter your stage in life, no matter your stage in the employment journey, I really believe, Kendra, in personal responsibility. Whether it's a retail job or it's a CEO of a company, at the end of the day, each of us has a responsibility to be our best every single day. And I think we have come to the point in our history where we believe it's okay to do whatever you want to do. You can come on somebody's job and act how you feel. Because one, that's how you were raised. Two, that's what you see in the organization. Three, it's only a paycheck for you. No matter the reason you are doing it, it's unacceptable. And a lot of people think that because I've done you the favor of coming to work today, then you should kind of get off my back. Like, ease up off me because, miss, I came. My original plan was to actually call in today. So you're lucky I even reached here this morning. That is the mindset of a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people in the workplace today. So my advice to somebody starting new in the workforce or continuing on their journey of employment is to bring your best self every day. You have to be accountable to your action and to what you expect of the organization. You can't expect what you're not putting in.
Okay, this is a text that's coming in for you, Mr. Thompson. Mm-hmm. Great show as usual. I have a question. Your guest, why in the Bahamas are people actually punished for having qualifications? When I came home from school in 1999, a number of people I know had to actually take some of their degrees off in order to get hired. I think it's sick. And also in the Bahamas, our pay is lackluster. Mm. To be polite about it, most people stay in the UK or the USA because the Bahamas pay is trash.
Indeed. Several things that I dissect as well. I'll first start with the comment regarding having to remove your qualifications to get a job. I am going to say something that a lot of my HR colleagues are going to look at me sideways about. And that is that we are absolutely acting as though we're living in 1973.
I want you to understand, Mr. Thompson, that is exactly where you are living.
Indeed. But we are acting as though people spend years and years and hundreds of thousands of dollars to advance themselves educationally and academically. And we look at their CV and we say to them, I'm sorry, this position that we're offering, you are too qualified for. I want HR professionals to start to hire for the needs of their business, not for the job description that was given to them. What does that mean? If you are a true HR business partner in your organization, you understand the business that you are working in. That means you can understand how to source talent, when to source talent, and what that talent should look like, what that talent is valued. It also means that you're developing a talent pool for your organizations. What does that mean? That means that, okay, today, Susan, I don't have a need for this particular skill set. However, I know, you don't have to tell Susan this information, by the way, but I know that the journey we're going on, the next 5 years, the next 2 years, the next 3 months, are going to require this skill set. Perhaps Susan is the person that's skilled enough to take you out of your job. And that may be the reason you don't want to bring Susan into your organization. At the end of the day, I encourage nobody, nowhere, to water down their qualification. because you have a skill set that is necessary in this world and in this country that we have to get around accommodating and understanding. The second thing I want to mention, the person said that salaries are...
trash.
Are trash, the words that were used. I believe that you have to ask for what you want. I do not sit in interviews. I do not sit in meetings and don't tell you what I expect to make. If you can't pay me, then you can tell me free to go. But you cannot, as the individual looking for the opportunity, diminish your value by accepting what you think is invaluable. The salary will not change when you get on the people job family. So what I'm trying to say to you is, you accepted the job at $30,000 and you know you're worth $75,000. You go on the people job, starting Monday, making $30,000 is not going to change because you become aware of what you think you're not valued for or valued at. When you go 6 months in, 1 year in, 10 years in, and you're still making $30,000, there's nobody to blame because you accepted that particular offer. Now, get me clearly in the spirit now.
In the spirit.
What I'm saying is that companies have a duty to pay for the value they want, yes. And I'm not saying that sometimes we can't take what we need right now to get where we want to go in the future. Life is real. And everybody can't wait for the $75,000 a year job. I get that. But what I'm saying is when you sign that offer letter, you are fully aware of what you got into. So please don't take your attitude to the organization because you feel you're supposed to be worth more. You signed up for what you knew was going to be the cost of your labor. It was not a surprise. It was not a trick. Now, as you enter the organization and you realize, they don't typically value work at all around here. Maybe this is not the best place for me in my long-term career. It is time that you take personal responsibility for what you want and what you know you deserve. The organization is not obligated to pay you what you think you are worth. But when you know that you are worth more, I encourage you to invest in yourself more and move on to opportunities that can serve your value.
Mr. Thompson, mm-hmm. You made mention of the fact that we are living in a rather archaic society as it relates to your job qualifications. Mm-hmm. You and I are young professionals. You know, we have not hit that particular mark as yet, but we're seasoned professionals. Mm-hmm. And I will say to you, the job industry has been different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will not look at you because they figure you're in a woman's specific role. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's aggressive. But if it were a man, he'd be seen as he's a go-getter.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot of gender role issues that we may have. I also find that for me, as a master's holder, as a project management holder, mm-hmm. it's very difficult for me to go to a job and be hired. My sorority sisters, two of my sorority sisters, one you know very well, was trying to get me employed at a specific company. Mm-hmm. And in her trying to assist me, our other sorority sister said, hey, they're not even going to look at what she's bringing to the table. She's grossly overqualified. Mm-hmm. And I would hear this exact same story for the next 11 consecutive interviews that
wow.
I would go on.
Wow, wow.
And what makes me so remorse is the fact that my parents would have sacrificed to send me to private school. My mother and father would have sacrificed to send me to university mm-hmm. so that I wouldn't be pushing paper from one side of the desk to the next. Mm-hmm. However, they also empowered me to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So you have your hustle on the side. You have your degrees that are monumental in its status. And you bring 23, 22 years of expertise, skills, and talent. Mm-hmm. But we can't hire you. Mm-hmm. Hire me for the skill that you projected. Just as the Central Bank of the Bahamas gives you a projection, your business is not going to be stagnant. Mm-hmm. You're projecting. So don't just hire for the dishwasher. Hire for the dishwasher expansion. Mm-hmm. But we don't see beyond we have very, very tunnel vision in this country.
Indeed. I think there's a couple of things here, Kendra. The first is that organizations have plans in place for a reason, right? They have specifications on a job. They call them job specifications. They have job descriptions for a reason, and there are salary scales assigned to certain roles for a reason. One of those reasons is to ensure that when the person or persons come in to fill these specific roles, these roles are not going to cost the company in the long run. What does that mean? If I need someone to come in and operate as a receptionist for my organization, but she has a master's degree in international business, I am looking at that person and saying, oh my gosh, she definitely has the skill set required to do this job and 10 other jobs, but will she stay? Will this cost me more in the long run? And I think some people are focusing, some HR professionals are focusing on the right now as opposed to the big picture. The big picture should be as a business strategist in your organization. And I'm talking specifically to HR professionals now. As HR professionals in your businesses, you have to be business partners, not paper pushers or personnel representatives. You are not there to hire and fire and keep things at bay. You are there to strategize for your organizations. You are there to bring light to your business leaders that, hey, the job we have posted is not the job we actually need. On the flip side of that, perhaps it is time. I think COVID-19 has showed us all that we all have a skill set, that we all have something innate in us that we can use to make money. And maybe we need to shift our mindset from working for people and being the people that are hiring people, creating our own businesses. Because your qualifications, you are only overqualified when the role that you're looking at is beneath your qualification. And so I encourage persons I believe in learning. I believe in continued learning. I'm in the classroom as long as I've been alive. Mm-hmm. Every year I'm on school. My auntie always asks me, boy, how much things you want to learn? And I believe that leaders learn. But I don't think that it's altogether fair to hold a company accountable to them not being able to quantify your position at this time. If it is that the skill, the job required does not call for your qualification, it doesn't make sense to bring you on. Because it costs companies 33% of your annual salary to replace you if you walk off the job in 3 months. Can we control that all the time? Absolutely not. But is it better to find somebody closer suited to the role? 100%. My final point on that whole topic there, though, is if you know that you have qualifications that this country, this world needs, please consider starting your own business. There's no rule that says you must work for somebody's company 9 to 5. Put your skills to the test and start your own business. Do what you love to do and make money from that. Your qualifications go with you wherever you go, and so will your business wherever you go.
Mr. Thompson, I want to say something to you. Mm-hmm. You mentioned become entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. do the work, get in there. Mm-hmm. I think if we had a lot more persons that have that same train of thought, we would have a better organizational structure. Mm-hmm. Because, for instance, in my particular category, you work to work again. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the fact that your parents said, how much more piece of paper are you going to get? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And my grandmother is deceased. My father's mother is deceased. And she was my rider. Mm-hmm. Ahmad, anything I went to do, my grammy, she cheering me on. And yeah, she's saying, you do good. Mm-hmm. I like how you sound. Yeah. Maria Sanders Campbell mm-hmm, Johnson. Mm-hmm. And my grammy was she was my cheerleader, Ahmad, right? Mm-hmm. And before she passed away, she said, get as much education as you can.
Yes.
Now, mommy is telling me, Kendra, how much more things you going to get? Mm-hmm. However, daddy's saying, get it. Get as much paper as you could get.
Yeah.
But I want us to not be ashamed either of our accolades. I want us to not be ashamed of what we achieve. Because often you see online, oh, y'all with y'all degree, y'all think that, like, do you know how much work we had to put
that
in to get this?
A lot of work.
Do you know what having to write a 400-page thesis is all about? And if it's not accepted, you start in all over again. Mm-hmm. But I want us to get to a point where we amalgamate our learning and our thinking, because having a degree is an accomplishment.
Indeed.
And when you go into these human resources meetings and onboardings, people have a tendency to disqualify and not quantify.
Indeed.
And when it comes up to quantification, you mentioned already, do not distract from your CV.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, Mr. Thompson, when the doors are continuously being closed? Do you push it open? What do you do then?
So this is an interesting topic, because this happened to me in 2017. I went on 5 interviews. I remember this distinctly. 5 interviews for 5 solid companies. And every job felt like it was mine. Now, I'm a little bit, I guess, gung-ho. I feel like everything belongs to me. Everything's supposed to be for me, and God have everything for me. So I've learned over the years to think and to pray clearly on what I'm led to do. But that year, I went on 5 interviews, and every single one of those HR people on those jobs told me I was the ideal candidate, except Kendra had more experience than I did,
mm-hmm.
except I don't have the experience in recruitment, or I didn't have the experience in so-and-so. And I thought to myself, this is a catch-22. I have the qualification on paper, but the person is looking for the actual experience, 10 years experience and so-and-so, 15 years experience and so-and-so. Your example is the reverse. I have the 22 years experience, but my paper isn't valued. So we have a complete catch-22, a complete fork in the road, where organizations are holding people that are qualified and no experience, experience and no qualification, experience and too much qualification at bay. We are placed in a bucket, in three separate buckets, and really are forced to figure out we have to make do as opposed to making progress and serving purpose. But I think what people have to start to do is to really evaluate the experiences they want to have. I really believe in personal accountability and personal responsibility, Kendra. And I think it's time that we look at ourselves and determine what am I called to do? What should I be doing? And is my what I've put into myself worth what this company is willing to pay me? And if it isn't, I encourage you. I know that life is real. I know the bills are real and children hungry. But family, we can't take our circumstances and the way we feel about them into the organizations we serve, because we are doing people that are spending money with us and for us at a service. That's a separate topic I'll get into if I'm asked a question.
I want you to tell me something. These are some texts that are coming in. Good show. But in the Bahamas, it seems that it's not a sacrifice, but the economy. This is not America or Canada, Jamaica or Haiti, right? Okay. I'm not sure where we're going with that particular text. You need to make it a little bit clearer. Great show as usual. Question. Why do women in the Bahamas... Oh, Lord. I can't read that question.
No,
that was sexual in nature, and this is not the show for that.
No.
Great show as usual. We have another horrible practice in the Bahamas. Employers take national insurance out of people's salary and don't actually pay the funds to NIB. I think this is TIFIN, and that's just me. Great show as usual. Another thing I found out a lot of, buildings have black mold and employees have people working in these conditions. These people should be locked up for attempted murder because they are killing us softly. Great show as usual. Why do employers curse at people on the jobs or speak to you any type of way? Human beings are not dogs. I don't know where they do that in real life, that is. Do we abide by our labor laws here?
I believe that people know the law. People are allowed to do what they are allowed to do, Kendra. I am the eldest of three children. The eldest of four children, sorry. And I am the age I am today. If I go home tonight in my parents' house and act a certain way, they can check me. They can... so what happened? Your spirit...
your little sugar, fish.
Sugar little low. What's happening with you? I say that to say this. Employees aren't children, but employees and employers are only able to do what I am allowed to do.
I find that employers don't necessarily have the aptitude in most cases to figure out exactly, because they're so used to dealing with us, but we have so many different generations. You have X, you have Y, you have the baby boomers, you have millennials. And so there's like four or five different generations in one workplace. And they try to blanket you with one type of construction. So what happens in that event? Because, you know, it's very off in some instances.
Kendra, everything rises and falls with leadership. I was on a show this morning with some respected HR colleagues of mine, corporate trainers and whatnot. And I'm a certified John Maxwell teacher, speaker, trainer, coach, and behavioral analyst. And John Maxwell and I believe that leadership is the crust of everything. People are people. Leaders of organizations have a responsibility and a duty to treat people with respect. When you act a certain way to a person, you expect a certain response from that person. And I think in our country, we have been raised to speak when we're spoken to. We've been raised to do what we were told. Women are supposed to be seen and not heard. Men are supposed to be overt and, thumping their chest all over the place. It all boils down to what you expect and what you allow. I remember one time I worked at an organization, I will not call the name, and one of the leaders of the organization was having a rough day. It was very apparent that something was wrong. And that individual said an expletive toward me. It was directed toward me. And I immediately thought, oh, wow, this is weird. This is not normal behavior for this individual. And this person must know who they're speaking to. So there's something must be happening. I went and I engaged the individual and said, you know, I'm not sure if you realize what you said to me, but we can't have that. I'm an employee here. You're an employer here. I'm an employee here as well. We don't do this kind of thing. Who do you think you're talking to? I said, oh, so it goes a bit deeper. You're having a real challenge. May I close the door so we can engage one another? Now, somebody will look at me and say, sir, I can't talk to my boss that way because I can get fired today. I believe that's true. But ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, you are who you are for a reason. You are a person. You are a person with feelings and emotions and thoughts and concerns, and you cannot allow someone to talk to you in any kind of how. But that goes deeper than just that. It goes to organizational culture. It goes to what leaders set as an example, and it goes to what is tolerated and allowed.
It is.
I will not pay someone a salary, no matter how high or low it is, to come to work today and choose to do what they want to do. Cheap as I say to the robber, come, sir. Go to my home.
I'm just...
In the left drawer to the bottom side of my socks, you
the
will
Rolex
find
there.
My Isu drawer and my good daddy Rolex. When you go there, if you look to the right hard around the corner, you can find some other money. Cheap as I do that instead, because if I'm going to give you a salary to do what you want to do, why am I in business?
Why?
If I'm giving a leader a salary to talk to people the way they want to, why am I in business? We have to have a responsibility in our organizations to lead with care. People deserve leadership that takes care of them and cares for them.
Mr. Thompson, we will be back. This is Kendani Campbell-Mon on Guardian Radio Mornings. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and the residents of Melbourne Road, Yellow Elder Gardens, that the corporation will commence improvement work on March 16, 2022, for a duration of 6 weeks. During this period, there may be interruptions in the water supply, road closure, and detour around the work areas. Motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Every person must work. Whoa. Every person must work. Work hard.
Good morning, and we're back. This is your host, Kendani Campbell-Moss, and I'm here on Guardian Morning Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. I want to say thank you and shout out to my Barton family, my Thompson family, and my Campbell family. Thank you for listening. They are my steady set of listeners, my sorority sisters, Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated, that show me the love all day, every day, especially Charlene and Margot. Thank you so much for your constant support. My aunts, my uncles, they make sure that when I send that flyer out, they post that for every possible turn. In some instances, I don't even have to send it. They just screenshot it off of my Snap. And I just want to say thank you very, very much. This morning, we're here with Mr. Ahmad Thompson, and we're speaking about talent acquisition and human resource matters. Now, Mr. Thompson, you spoke about talent, you spoke about human resources, you spoke about what exactly goes into and encompasses that. But when it comes up to talent acquisition, is there a pool of persons that you say, oh, this person is good at hosting, we will utilize them for that? How does that work? I mean, because in some instances, Mr. Thompson, you see the same people over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Like, this can't be the same. This, share it. Like, yeah. Make it make sense. Mm-hmm. And you can't say that, oh, well, they're seasoned in it if you haven't given anyone an opportunity. Yes, yes, so yes. Tell me about the talent acquisition portfolio.
You know, talent acquisition is more than just recruitment. It's more than just sourcing a particular role. Talent acquisition is about understanding the needs of an organization and looking to fill those needs strategically. Not, we have an immediate position today, I gotta quickly find somebody to fill that role. That's why we have so much turnover in jobs, because people are not really staffing the needs of the business. And I think when it comes to talent pool is saying to prospective candidates, people you have conversations with, not everybody you interview, you're looking to hire them tomorrow. And I think we have to be very clear with that, with people who we're interviewing, who we're having conversations with. You can say to somebody today, you know what, I came across your resume. I really want to talk to you to find out more about your skill set, more about what you can offer my team. I do not have a need right now, but know that I want to keep you in my back pocket in the event something comes up, or in the event that I talk to a colleague who might have a need that meets your skill set. I believe in paying it forward. I believe in giving people opportunities that I didn't have or weren't given to me. And I've had that happen to me in my life. People have reached out and say, boy, Ahmad, you know what? You're making sense on so-and-so. Come talk on my show, or come be on my panel, or come be on my so-and-so. And it's given me a chance to get the experience that they have. But we in this country, we treat knowledge as though it's some coveted prize. We treat positions as though it belongs to me. Ma'am, sir, it does not belong to you.
Share it.
Your duty as a person, as a true leader, as a true leader in an organization or even in society, is to pay it forward, to pass on, to build up those that you are trying to, that you have the opportunity and the privilege to lead.
There should be a succession plan. Because you ain't gonna be here forever.
You have to understand that even if you were here forever, you wouldn't be valuable forever. You wouldn't be able to do what you do now forever. You should be creating opportunities for the people you work alongside to take your job in 2 weeks, in 1 month, in 1 year.
In a day.
What are you doing with the positions you have at your organizations? Why are you treating it as though it belongs to you? Like they put it, like the Bible was written in Job, and it say, okay, this job belonged to Ahmad all time. That's garbage. It's not what it is. That's not how it's supposed to be. But we treat it as though I've been here for 38 years, and you're not one person coming to take my job. Darling, 30 years is too long for its beginning. And the first beginning, that's too long. Leave the job. Leave the job. Resign. Move on.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Kennedy.
Yes.
I say this much, and let me say good morning to your guests in studio as well.
Good morning, sir.
I just want to say quite clearly and emphatically that I'm enjoying this conversation that you are having this morning.
Thank you.
So many of the points within the past 10, 15 minutes. I can readily identify with. These things are real. This country is placed in stagnation because a lot of the injustices that were spoken to already on this program is actually a reality for many professionals in this country. You have some persons who do have personal hands-on experience, but they don't have any papers. Then you have those who do have the papers, the degrees and stuff, but they don't have the hands-on experience.
And the skills, right.
And the skills. We have to find a way to utilize these people regardless, too. If the person has the hands-on experience but no papers, I say encourage those persons with the hands-on experience but they want the documents to go with it. Take these people on and like back in the day in the hotel, in the old Cable Beach Hotel, if you have hands-on experience but you need documents, that the enterprise or the company will help you to go and get the papers because they see you as an asset, not just a worker. I think we have lost a lot of that in today's world. Second part I'd like to mention is this. You know, you have a lot of persons wanting to come back home, bring the skill sets and the education that they have honed and sharpened, especially these persons with degrees. But when they come here, they have a hard time getting into a lot of these companies, even though I understand your guest says, start doing business. But we also know that is also bad in this, because it's easy to start your own business in these. So we have to find a balance here where you get some of these, especially governmental agencies if necessary, but these banks in particular, to try lend persons money based upon what they want to bring here, even though there may not be a particular application. what they have studied. But guess what? This is why our country stagnated. How do you know that the application that is not here today means that it will not work here tomorrow? We need to bring our people home and start to revolutionize the workforce and the debt, talent, skills, and opportunities. We have to bring them home. We cannot all be hotel workers, okay? Because that seems to be the thrust and for a lot of the low-paid and middle-paid jobs in this country. We have to change that, and I'm not saying anything against the hotel, because I've been a hotelier for over 34 years in this country and can't even get back in the industry. So in essence, what I'm saying here in closing, we need to appreciate Bahamians for what they want to do in this country. They have built their country. And that is what's missing. That's the missing component. We find that there, with these work permits and stuff that is out there, yeah, the government is making all kind of money from the work permit program, but you're sacrificing the Bahamians who want to come here and work and really put in their labor, the love of labor, to help build the country. We're sacrificing them for the ones who are not from the outside. And I'm not hitting them, but we just have to do a better job in protecting Bahamians, the Bahamas for Bahamians, so we can live in our country and survive in our country simultaneously. Thank you for taking my call.
I absolutely appreciate your call this morning. Thank you so much. Do we have another caller on the line, Kermit? Good morning.
Good morning, Kermit. How you doing?
I'm very well. Who's this? This sounds like someone who knows my name. Good.
This is Big Brother JJ.
JJ, I'd go.
You know, I'm fine. Nice show. Nice show. And you got a dread guest. You know, Kermit, I've been on my own for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way guys do, I love it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with a multi-million dollar company. I won't call a name.
Right.
And I wrote a letter to the boss and the two sons, telling them I appreciate, thank you for giving me the opportunity to work with you guys. I learned a lot of stuff from you guys. And they were in the system back to school. But I refused to go because I wasn't good at what I do. So I ended up sending a younger person than I am. And right now he's still with the company. I'm saying all this to say this, man. Sometimes, like your co-host, you got to work yourself. It don't be easy, you know. I just starting to get good at my company right now. And I'm not saying just starting to get good, you know. I just was doing too many different things. Junking, mess up all the money and all these bunch of foolishness. Junking became a liability to me. You see, but right now, all the knowledge I have now, you see, if you say you're a good boss, a good PS, a good director, and you don't teach nobody nothing, you are failing. You know?
You are a complete failure, JJ.
My thing is, I believe in teaching, particularly the young people. And these civil servants, guys, you understand, man. When our kids come back from college, like you say, you spend thousands of dollars, retire and get out of the way. You've got the system clogged up.
Clogged
and the
right
government
up.
Needs to start working with our young people. Okay, say, look here, we can't afford to pay you XYZ now. The minute they got some money, and where the countries are doing good, encourage y'all. You know, what need to happen in this country? Now, I know many people don't like pay this, but the Bahamas Development Bank loan a lot of money to people. Bank of Bahamas, millions of dollars out. We need to start collecting this money back. And send the people back to school, let them learn how to run their business, the internet. You know, like your co-host saying, we got a lot of talented people, but we cannot keep running them out of this country. The Texas said they can send Canada and America. At one time, I used to get mad with them. I said, you want to trade? They say, come home and, you know, and help build up the country. But all the rare people will qualify. What kind of nonsense is that? I'm trying to take my call, Elizabeth.
Thank you, JJ. Have a good day. I want to say to, do we have another good morning caller? You're on the line.
Good day, just talking all along with you, Miss Campbell.
Hi.
You know what I'm trying to figure out? Jeff talking about bringing Bahamians back home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bahamians, what incentive are you going to give them? Because you have Bahamians who I know in different parts of the world with running business, you know, with them running their own business other parts of the world along with government businesses. So what incentive that you're going to give them? I have grandchildren in the United States, great-grandchildren in the United States. What do you want them to come back to? What incentive you're going to give them?
What is here to come back to? That is a very good question. The both callers, or three of the callers that spoke, mentioned the fact that you have a talent pool right here that we could delve into. They spoke about the fact that we are not looking internally. And I find it very interesting that you could have a dishwasher from the United States, then come to the Atlantis, or sorry, I shouldn't call any hotel's name, that comes to a particular hotel or boutique hotels, and they are made the general manager of engineering. But you have someone that actually has an engineering degree, has 46 years experience, and they will not hire them. Or what I find that's very prevalent in our society also is the fact that you focus on external situations like, oh, I don't know if I really like her. I don't like how she looks. Or I don't like what she said about this or what she said about that. But can the person do the job? We're stuck in an era where dreadlocks are accepted everywhere else in the world, but are they accepted here? You know, what's really happening? Are we stuck in an archaic society? We are going to take a break, and we will be back. This is your host, Kendini Campbell-Moss, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Improvement work. On March 16, 2022, for a duration of 6 weeks. During this period, there may be interruptions in the water supply, road closure, and detour around the work areas. Motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but it's just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and the residents of Melvern Road, Yellow Elder Gardens, that the corporation will commence improvement work on March 16, 2022, for a duration of 6 weeks. During this period, there may be interruptions in the water supply, road closure, and detour around the work areas. Motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
To have you lurking, you make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in a righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, all my sleeve for decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me wake up and hell and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. It's a me.
Good morning, and we're back on Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. I want to say a very, very, very special good morning to Kelly, my good girl Kelly, my sister, my love. She sets me straight. She brings me tacos. She only thinks that I eat tacos. We never go anywhere else. I'm not throwing lowness, but I mean, I could eat other stuff other than tacos. But I love her. She's the sweetest. She's something else. I think she's going to be in that Royal Rush tomorrow. Mm. That's going to be exciting.
Indeed.
She's one of the One Family choreographed dancers. Mm. So, I mean, they have a little routine, you know, I guess she'll be in it or whatever, yeah. But the Saxons will be there.
I get another one. You know the valley all up in your deodorant and thing.
Don't throw out the studio.
We in the spirit, don't forget, we in the spirit.
But how you could be that way? Your daddy is...
I want to mix up.
Mr. Thompson, I am confusion. We can leave that?
Leave that. I'm picking that up. I'm touching that. Leave that right where that is.
Not a problem.
The valley.
The valley? Okay, no problem. The world famous?
The world, the most winningest group in Bahamian history.
I love it. But I want to say this to you. You know what unites us? That very same Junkanoo, you know.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not here to talk about that today. We'll talk about that at another time. But I want you to know, last night we had a run through for the king, for the duchess, for the royal visit tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Saxons, you had Valley, Roots, One Family, Genesis. They were all there on that line last night. And when that music...
Lick off.
When that music rolled over... Mm-hmm. And you heard the melodious sounds. You heard the thunder. You heard the kunkalakas. You heard the bellas.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that was the Saxons most of all in the back line, right? But what I'm saying to you is that united us.
Yes.
And it gave us a sense of pride last night because ultimately when we showcase the islands of the Bahamas
Indeed.
Tomorrow,
Indeed.
They're not going to say, oh, that's the Saxons. But that's us.
Indeed.
And I come to get me. When we line up tomorrow, it can be a different movie.
All together.
And that unites us. We don't care what class we come from, what pedigree, what religion.
Mm-hmm.
We line it up tomorrow and we can be in love.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say thank you to everybody that is going to participate in this auspicious occasion tomorrow. This is going to be the first time for some and many, maybe a second time for many. But for those of you that are fresh out of the gate with this particular event, I want to give you your accolades. We're here this morning, we're talking about talent acquisition, and we're speaking about human resource matters. We had Mr. Ahmad Thompson with us, a professional, an ultimate professional in his right. And of course, we only have 5 more minutes left in the show, but Mr. Thompson, I will give you the closing remarks, and then I will thank my sponsors, and we will get out of here to come back tomorrow. I'm on tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I'm filling in for Juan McCartney, so you will have me again tomorrow. I'm sorry that I was not your person for the 4 to 6, but I love you all the less, and I really appreciate the text. Let me just get through 2 texts before we ask you to close. Good morning. Excellent show. Let me tell you my story. My daughter is in medical school, graduated with a 3.93 GPA from a private school. And the Ministry of Education said no grant scholarship would be available. It's not about the money. It's about they don't care to help. The attitude from the government saying, oh, she can do University of West Indies. But why can't she go wherever she wanted? Why is she chastised because she went to a private school? The MOE told me straight, if she went to government school, it would have been easier. Why? She's a Bahamian. Very upsetting. Sorry if this is a little off topic. It's not off topic, ma'am. You are a Bahamian. You have a voice. You want to be heard. It's taxpayers' money. It's not off topic. It's that she's a talent. She's an acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
She would be like a leader in her field. You don't know. She could be the Dwayne Sands of this hemisphere. We do not know. And so I do understand why you're saying this. Good show, Casey. You're very likable. I only thought of you in a Junkanoo sense. Why aren't you the director of Junkanoo? Why aren't you the director of Junkanoo? They make everything else up. I didn't think that you had this type of tenacity. Most Junkanoo people are very one-minded, but I listen to your shows 4 to 6, and I like you on the 11 o'clock hour. You bring a different flavor to the station. Keep up the good work. And don't mind what they say about your bald head. I will not mind what they indeed, say about my indeed, bald head. Indeed, indeed. Mr. Thompson, I want you to give us your closing remarks here this day.
You know, Kendanique, I'm so sorry. I'm getting familiar.
Pardon well, me. Listen, my mother's called me Kenra. Oh, so, I mean, it's just fine.
Indeed. You mentioned something as you told the story about what we will expect tomorrow and the feeling you had last night that other people shared with you as you lined up and you started to practice for tomorrow's event. And what you described, Kenny, is culture. That feeling when everybody is in this together, when the tide rises with the talent in the pool, that's what I'm talking about today. That's what HR leaders should be doing in their organizations. They should be fostering a workplace that is bridled and built off of culture. And culture can be good and culture can be bad. You can have a culture of being the things that our callers and texters commented on today, where you have people talking to people any kind of how, people cursing at one another and lambasting employees, or you can have a culture where people respect and value the human life, the actual human resource. You have a responsibility, HR leaders, business owners, business leaders, and organizations, to treat people like people. Everyone that comes to your organization is doing you a favor, yes. And you are returning that favor by giving them salary, but you have a responsibility to make an environment where people feel like when they come to work, they are contributing to the success of the organization as a whole, that they can look to their leaders as an example of where they could be going next, that they can see a clear direction for their path and succession in the organization. And if they wanted to leave, they could, and they could still do their best somewhere else as well. Thank you so much.
Mr. Thompson, it has been an absolute pleasure this morning. The conversation flowed. I'm going to have you back for our series on Human Resources Matters. This has been Kendanie Campbell-Moss. I am your host on the morning show here at Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Whoa, mercy me. All things and what they used to be not all wasted on the oceans and upon us.